with Tammy.
Hi, Tommy. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So I don't know if Ivan told you, but he was trying to transfer the call and it wasn't going through. And then I saw that you had updated the card online, so I processed the payment. But then he said you want just the website hosting, right?
Yeah. We're none of the Facebook. Everything from Facebook is like foreigner bots. I've got zero leads from any of the Facebook activity.
I see.
Yeah, there's been zero progress there. But in terms of the leads, like right now, we're booked through the end of the year. And so I'd like to just scale back to just the website hosting for now.
Okay, I can do that for you. No problem. So since the payment already processed, is it okay if I just submit a refund for you in the amount of $250, and then you, that way you just really, in essence, paid for the hosting?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because I did it. I didn't know I was trying to help because he said, oh, the call's not going through. I said, oh, tell him I processed it. So I am so sorry. So I want to let you know that there is another option that's kind of in between the hosting and the package that you have. And it's where you remove the Facebook ads, and that way you're only paying $199 monthly. And typically, we don't recommend going to hosting unless it's an absolute last resort because, you know, a website in and of itself typically doesn't bring you clients. So with that $199 package, the nice thing is that you'll still be on the first page of Google. You'll still be on the first page of Bing. The website stays up and running, and you stay mobily optimized, which means you'll still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So some people prefer a package like that because, you know, it's not kind of deactivating everything and just keeping the site up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we can do that. That'll work.
Okay, so then I'll process the $100 refund instead and then just take the Facebook ads off. And then that way you'll continue through with that local search engine optimization package. And then I want to let you know that, let's see here, somebody recently, well, 3 months ago, left you a 2-star review. It's not affecting you that bad because you still have an overall 4.5-star rating on Google, but I'll send you the review generator email again, Tommy, because it always helps if you get another 5-star here and there to kind of decrease the relevancy of that lead that, you know, or that one person that wrote the 2-star, okay?
I did go in and dispute it, and it looks like they took the comments of it down, but they didn't take it away. I've never had a lead. I've never had a client. I've never had a potential client by the name of Martin. And so.
Oh no, that's terrible.
So.
Yeah, it's showing his comment, but it's also showing your correspondence, but they didn't take down the comment, but it's just very generic. It just says unreliable words. Were convincing but did not match with actions, very misleading. But then you had went in and disputed it, you know? So I can see if we can submit to Google to remove it, you know, maybe we'll have more success than you did, you know? They're not always cooperative in removing reviews, so just in case they don't remove it, the one thing you can do is go back to plan A and work on getting a new 5-star here and there. And that email that I'm sending you will help you with that, okay?
I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. So have a really great rest of your week, too.
Thanks. You too.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay. Bye-bye.